Hi, everybody. My name is Rosalie Connell. I'm a senior biomedical engineering major here at the college. And this summer, I investigated the combined effects of hind limb suspension and cast-mediated immobilization on bone fracture mechanics. Hind limb suspension and cast-mediated immobilization are both methods to induce disuse in bone and muscles, respectively. And these models are used to simulate microgravity effects that might be experienced by astronauts in space. So through this experiment, 40 mice were suspended by their tails to unload their legs, creating that disuse effect, which leads to tissue degradation. And the ones that were suspended, their left legs were casted to promote muscle disuse as well. No study has actually combined these two and observed the mechanical effects yet. So we were some of the first to do that and combine that with a finite element analysis of the bone as well. As you can see from figure one, we did finite element analysis of both pre and post scans. So we were able to compare the effects of that cast mediation and that hind limb suspension on the bone structure, and then correlate it to the mechanical strength of the bone in general. There is very little research that has actually been able to coherently combined or understand the relationship between a decrease in structure and a decrease in strength. So that's kind of what we were aiming to do. After statistical analysis, we were able to pretty much find that there wasn't a significant change between pre and post treatment for structure as analyzed with 2A ANOVA and with post-hoc Tukey test. We were more specifically able to identify differences only within the control group compared to our two treatment groups, but not necessarily the treatment groups to each other. So that extra cast mediation didn't necessarily induce further losses. This could be due to the amount of time that our specimen were in their treatments, which was only 14 days, as opposed to other studies that have done it a little longer and actually found significance. Another thing we looked into was the correlations between the mechanical testing and the FEA simulation. As you can see from figure three on my poster, we were able to find minimal significant regressions or linear trends, but you can see a lot of trends, general trends present within the data. So a lot of the control groups took up a larger range and the other two treatment groups were clustered within this with negative trend lines. Obviously, there's more work to be done. There's always more work to be done. And our plan is to do material testing to further understand, again, the effect of this treatment on a material scale, which may help us better understand that correlation between the structure deficiencies and the lack of mechanical changes. But in general, there's just always more work to be done. So that's kind of where we're aiming to go. In conclusion, the effects of microgravity can be simulated by these models pretty effectively, and they do lead to tissue decline as seen by our FEA analysis, but we're still looking to relate that to our mechanical changes that we can or cannot identify at the moment. Thank you to Muse for allowing me to complete this research this summer virtually. If you guys have any questions, feel